Hello,
Cult Radio.
Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker. Gloria, who is high energy, looks forward to speaking her mind, voicing her opinion openly, and hearing what others think. She uses her intuition and numbers to get to the core of you. Gloria was the first female bartender in Atlanta, Georgia, and she hosts the Big Psychic Fair every month in Roswell, Georgia. She's an icon in the metaphysical world in Atlanta. We're just having fun here.
Hey, will you stop messing up my intro? Damn it. Come on, Anna.
Oh, anyway, so here's Gloria. But before Gloria gets on, because she's always forgetting, if you want to contact her, please go to GloriaParker.com. And you can read her blog, you can send her a message, send her some numbers, let her calculate in there and chit-chat back and forth with you. The show is produced by Universal Energy Media and sponsored by New Skin. Okay, Gloria, you've got it now.
All right. Thanks, honey. You know, God, she messes up one sentence, right? I mean, hi, guys. Thanks so much. Once again, I can't tell you how humbled I am to know that we've already got people in the queue waiting to talk to me. You know what that does for your ego, my God. And you know, sweetie, I'm telling you, we need ego. Ego is what gets us up in the morning. I know it can be out of balance, but you know, when I think about the things that I've done in my life and the things that I'm here talking to people on the radio, my God, all over the country and telling them shit about themselves. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? But it's just a tool to be able to tap in and to share with people my experiences and some of the things that I've learned. You know, I'm going to be 70 on Sunday. Holy shit.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, like, my goodness gracious. And, you know, and I was the first female bartender in Atlanta back in the mid-60s. And or late 60s, actually. And so I've been around. You know, I did tend bar for 33 years, raised a child on my own, by myself. I never was married. And I've done many, many things. I've worked my ass off, okay? I'm not going to recommend that everybody do things the way I did because I've really worked hard. You know, I mean, yeah, sure. Did I do things my way? Did I do things the way I needed them done? Did I start a newspaper with no experience? Did I have a retail store? And I saw pictures the other day. You know, I did a video, and I was going through pictures. And, you know, I saw my first bookstore. Do you know that I have more books on one shelf right here in my living room that I'm looking at right now than I had opening up a damn bookstore? So, I mean, one shelf. I mean, is that crazy? How do people have the nerve to do that? But I didn't have nerve. I just didn't have any money to do it different. And I still did it. So, you know, I have that kind of experience. I have the kind of experience that says, go ahead and kick ass. Just friggin' do it. You know, if you think you can do something, don't let anybody tell you anything. Just don't let anybody have a say over what you can and can't do. You know, and if you fall, you know, the one thing, you know, I haven't taken a whole lot of advice because if I fell, guess what? I wanted to fall down because of Gloria's decisions. I was the one that was putting out the energy. I was the one that was getting up and working, you know, 10, 12-hour days. I was the one that was trying to make it work, you know. And, I mean, I'm talking about I had a bunch of credit. That's how I did everything in the beginning with my bookstore, especially, well, paper too, I guess. But I was never afraid to borrow on my credit because I knew if I couldn't make a payment, guess what? I found a way to do it. I got a job. I mean, regardless of what I did, if I had 3 hours and I thought, this is a funny story, when I sold Aquarius newspaper, you know, I didn't make any money off the sale. And I went into panic. I mean, I went into such a panic because now my world had shifted. For 22 years, I was, you know, publisher of a newspaper. So what happened was, is that I went into, I think it was care.com or something. I don't know if it's national or I guess it is. Anyway, you can do city by city and find out about jobs. Anyway, I took a cleaning job. Well, hell, I had to clean my own fucking house. What the hell am I doing cleaning houses? Am I nuts? But this is what I'm saying, is that I panicked, and this lady across the, not far from me, 10 miles from me, she met me because I was a stranger, and she didn't know about the newspaper, so it wasn't like I was a total stranger, but I had no experience. I couldn't say, oh, well, I cleaned so-and-so's house, or you're going to like me. Well, anyway, long story short, she fired my ass. Okay. And we laughed about it. I mean, me and my friends, they went, oh, this is so funny. Because I was kidding about it. I went, guess what I'm doing? I'm cleaning houses. Well, you know what? Those people work their ass off. And they're not going to make a fortune. They're going to make what it is that you're giving them every day. And yeah, what can they make? 100 or I don't even know. The better ones, can they clean 2 houses a day at 75 a piece or something to make? I mean, I don't know all of that. All I know is that she paid me, I was happy, but I am not a cleaning person, not because I'm not my mentality or all of that. I mean, I could be anything, but I wasn't a person, I mean, I don't know really how to clean. I had to clean my house. And I always say, if you know when my prosperity level, see if I've got somebody cleaning my house, because not because I'm ashamed to clean my own house, but because I don't have time. If you are a workabee, if you are somebody who's busy, then, you know, chances are if you have the money, why not hire and give somebody work? That's how I look at it. I don't look at them as lesser or that they, you know, thank God they do this service for us. So anyway, I could get off on a whole nother thing about people and how they work. And, you know, I always feel so sorry for people. I went to Walmart shopping the other day, or yesterday, actually. It's so friggin' cold in that store. I'm about to call the manager and say, if you want me to shop here, because halfway through my shopping experience there, I am freezing. It's freezing ass cold. And when I go up to cash out, these people are wearing gloves and standing in the cold. And she says that everybody complains, and that the home office is the people, that they won't let them change, they won't let them have control over the damn temperature. Now, is that the most stupidest thing you've ever heard? So I go in, and instead of spending a half hour and actually doing a shopping, I spend 15 minutes because by then my nose is running, I'm freezing ass cold, and I'm talking about with a coat on now. I'm not stupid. I don't go in there half naked, you know, and I feel so sorry for them. Not are they only on their feet all day long making minimum salaries, but now they've got to endure probably an asshole for a manager and a cold atmosphere to work in. That's ridiculous. So I guess my point is, and I can get off on this whole thing, because I don't feel sorry for people who have to work. I've worked my ass off every friggin' day of my life. But what I do not like is people who are not considerate of others and how they need to make a living. And that pisses me off. So anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get off on all that. But, you know, I mean, that's what you either love about the show or you're not going to love about it, because you never know what I'm going to talk about. You never know what I'm going to say. And, you know, like I said, I am having a birthday, and my best friend, Debbie Silver, is flying in from Israel. And so I want to talk one more minute about something. So anyway, so Debbie is on the board of a foundation in Israel called Save a Child's Heart. And Save a Child's Heart, the doctors in Israel, they go all over the world and they do free operations, heart operations on children everywhere. And Debbie's been involved for many, many years, many years. And she is on the board. And so anyway, I get this email and it says Save a Child's Heart is coming to Miami. And I'm thinking, it's got to be the same foundation, right? So I called Deb and said, she was coming in for my birthday. So I said, you know, you're coming in on Thursday, and Thursday night there's this big party, or I guess, I don't know, some sort of meeting or something. It's an informal thing, though, I think, to announce and to let people know that Save a Child's Heart is coming to Miami. And so I said to her, and she said, well, you know, I know all those people. And I went, yeah, I'm sure you do, all the doctors, and several of the doctors are flying in and blah, blah, blah. So she says, so I said to her, you know, I know that you'd probably like to go. So anyway, tomorrow morning, I am leaving. I'm having a party Friday night, okay? Tomorrow morning, I am going to the airport, meeting Debbie. We are flying into Miami, and we're going to this party, and we're going to go, which I'm sure she'll speak at probably. And then we're going to fly out early Friday morning for my birthday party Friday evening. So it's like my point for telling you this is this. Just go with the flow. You know, I just saw a Chinese, you know, the Chinese cookie. I had saved a message, okay, from the Chinese gods, and it said that I was going to be going on a trip. And when I looked at it, because this was probably a couple weeks ago, I went, yeah, no way. You know, I mean, I knew I had a party coming and this and that. I went, there ain't no way. So, you know, when you think that there is no way, guess what? That's when the universe will screw with you and go, oh, yes, you're supposed to go there. And the only reason I know that I'm supposed to go is because I'm going. That's the only reason that I know I'm supposed to be there is because I am going. So just keep in mind, people, that just when we least expect it, I'm going to tell you a few things about numbers, okay? But the universe is always working for us. The universe is always supplying us with the energy and the ideas. We are co-creators with God, and our future is our future, not somebody else's. So with that, thank you so much for tolerating me and my long-windedness this morning. But I just wanted to talk to you.
Perfect
so,
timing. 11:11.
Oh, and it is 11:11. So you know, it's like,
first call.
So here we go. And thank you so much. And who is our first caller?
Area code 480. You're on the air with the psychic bartender.
Hi, ladies. Hello. Mike, how are you?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling, Mike. You like to hear some male energy on this phone.
Well, thank you. I've called in once before. Love your real.
You like it that I'm real? Is that what you said?
Keep it real in regards to the restaurant industry and everything like that. So, no, I know exactly, the way you kind of present yourself is fantastic.
Mike, your phone's kind of cutting in and out. I don't know if you're moving or... Are you there? Hello?
Is that better?
Mike?
Yes. Can
you
hear me?
Keep talking. Keep talking.
Okay.
Give us your birthday.
Give us
your birthday.
Yeah, my birthday is 5/29/70.
Awesome. All right. So what were you saying? Yeah, Gloria does keep it real, doesn't she?
Yes, absolutely, and it's fantastic. And so my question or topic, I just moved to an area, and again, I'm waiting tables. I've been in professional, you know, industries in the past and so forth, and I'm kind of looking for my groove on a direction to go into, and I was just curious okay. in on that path.
Okay, where are you, honey?
I'm in California.
Okay. All right, and you're waiting table?
Yeah, I started a new place tonight that's really close that I'll be able to ride my bike to. I mean, it's fantastic.
Oh, I love that. Nice. Yes, that's nice. Okay, so 9:50. Okay, well, honey, let me just tell you what happened with you, okay? You're a 51-6 life path, so that means that you are... You know, the sixes and the nines, if you've heard my show before, you know, the thing with me is I am real. And this is a nine-year cycle. And so, you know, my information doesn't really change. I'm not using psychic abilities, really. I mean, yeah, I am a little intuitive here and there. But, I mean, this is stuff that anybody can do. If you know the nine numbers and you know, which I'm going to be doing, me and Anna were just talking about it. We're going to do a class and put it up online for people to be able to learn and do what I do. And the reason for that is that when I went to buy my new phone a month or so ago, I was with a kid and up in T-Mobile. And I asked him, I said, you know, we were waiting for my information to get carried over or something. And I'm just bullshitting with him, you know, and I said to him, I said, honey, you're not going to do this shit the rest of your life, are you? And he said, no. He laughed. He said, no. He said, I'm about ready to get out of college. And I went, oh, thank God. I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm in, I asked him his numbers at that point. And I said, what is your birthday? And so when he told me, he was a 4. And I said, oh, okay. I said, what are you studying in school? What are you going to be when you grow up? And he said, I'm going to be a lawyer. And I said, well, I hope you're going to be like a tax lawyer or, one of those kind of lawyers, because that's what the 4 would be. You know, he would like that, And he said, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And so I said to him, we kept talking, and I said, how would you like to know what I know? And he said, I would love that. And I said, well, I took his card and I said, when we have this up online, I will let you know, because it's not rocket science. It is science. I mean, it is. There's nothing like numbers. But what's nice about you, Mike, and I'm so glad you called, is because you are a 51-6. So the 5 represents freedom, okay, through changes. So where did you move from?
I was in Scottsdale.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay. And how long ago was that?
I moved to California. I moved November 1st.
Okay, yeah. All right. So, because that would make sense, because, so the freedom through change, and then the 1 is new opportunity. The go-getter, you're not a couch potato. You're always, your brain is always sharp. And I'm going to guess that you're a very good waiter, because, I've been in that industry, like I said, I tended bar and waitress for 33 years. And I loved it. I mean, it's like I used to say when I got into metaphysics, I would always say, I love my metaphysical people and I love their being positive and I love that, but I love my bar people. So I always, I watched that for years, how we helped people and gave advice, and I just always had such an affinity to the bar industry and restaurant industry. So anyway, the 5 and the 1 makes your 6. The 6 is that you come from your heart. You're a really heart person, and you're very interested in people. You're very interested in, I've talked to a lot of people over my life, and it's kind of like fits a little bit, because not everybody with every number loves people and really has, it's like sometimes, men don't love women. I mean, it's like they haven't had a strong relationship with their mother. They really never got into women, But when I meet a man that really loves to hang with the women, or they really enjoy a woman's company, I realize that that's different than somebody that has another kind of number or hasn't had the experience. So you're a 6, and you love and have an open heart, and you love people. And all of your lessons for the rest of your life are going to be around relationships. So every time that you get overly involved in somebody and they tell you everything about themselves and all of that, just know, honey, that you are learning from them. You're not giving your time. You're not being the one. You are learning from them, and that is how you learn everything. So it's like, come from an open heart. Everything that you learn is about family and all your relationships, your customers to your workers to, and I don't care if it's not in the bar business. I mean, the restaurant business, this is everybody, And so you'll find that people even probably stop you in a damn grocery store to tell you shit about themselves. And that's just the way it is. And that's the way you love. Now, as of your birthday, you came into a 69-15-6, which is the 15. Okay, so you have the 6 again, which is heart. The 9 is ending. So you ended that cycle. And then you came into the 1, the 5, and your life path is a 5-1. So all you did is reverse that. So instead of the 5-1 leading, you've got the 1-5 leading, and that means all new beginnings. So new beginnings aren't, you're not afraid of them. You can go and kick ass anytime you want to. And the five is freedom through change, and that gives you your six. You are not in that area. You did not make these changes by accident. This is your, this is what we call, you crossed your destiny this year. So from now until 5/29 in 2016, watch what happens, because you will continually have things that are, if you believe in destiny or predestined, it's predestined. So everything that's going to happen with you is going to happen, and you don't really have to care what it is. It'll just happen. It'll just, you'll have many, many opportunities come in. Does that make sense to you?
No, absolutely. I mean, I have no problem. I mean, even since like high school, I just kind of picked up, and my dad's like, hey, you want to go over to this private school and check that out? So like right in the middle of my sophomore year after football season ended, I'm like, yeah, let's go to a new school. I mean, just pick up and go and you know, the adventure.
Yeah. Well, that's what you, so the thing of it is, though, is like, it doesn't really matter exactly what we do, it's how we do it. It's not exactly what we do, how we do it, but who we know through it. And you're working that whole system. But you, as of your birthday on 5/29 this year, 2015, to 5/29, 2016, you are crossing your destiny. So that move is not by accident. The job, even though, I mean, I'm guessing it may not be your all of all job, but who gives a shit? You know, if you're on a journey.
Well, he was talking about his groove, like he was changing things to get into his groove. Here's the deal, Mike, you're already in your groove. Like, your groove is changing, and that's the cool part, is that you get to choose it. Like, I would suffice it to say that a cubicle job is not your deal.
Yeah.
You know, no.
Right.
You are all
well, and it's and it's and it's and it's funny, because there's a really nice sales opportunity coming up in February, but it's that, and do I want to drive an hour to and from and sit in a cubicle, and I'm just like, that would kill me.
If you could drive around and visit clients and see people and go places, you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm there. Mm-hmm. But for you to drive to an office, sit at a desk and do all of that, I honestly, my gut says no, because fives, and my life path is a five, and I refer back to that. It's like, I now commute 30 minutes to go to my studio, but I'm only at my studio 2 to 3 days a week. I'm with Gloria one day a week. I could be like some other part of Atlanta another day of the week. I'm all over the place. My clients will be like, well, do you want me to come to you? I'm like, no, I'm coming to you, because that's different. That's change. Knowing that you lead with that is, and that's the thing that I had to switch my mind to, instead of saying, you know, what's the one thing? There isn't one thing. Gloria and I keep talking about this. Sometimes I was like, am I just ADD or what? It's like, no, you're a five. You flitter. You're all over the place. So the idea is, you just go with your groove. Like she said, and especially since you're crossing your destiny, opportunity's just gonna like, here, I'm here. You get to choose it. And I would say, choose the thing that gives you
freedom
and fun and happiness. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, that's me. It's like, you give me a traveling trip, a place to go, something to do, people to see, I'm there. That's what I want.
Well, Mike, I'll tell you, honey, there's another number that's in your year number that I kind of bruised over. It didn't really pay much attention to, and that's the nine. So, if you haven't already, because you did have a move and, you know, stuff like that, finding a job, et cetera, so you've been a little busy. But you know, your passion also is to help people. And so, you know, the nines come in knowing that they are in, you know, they always want to be in service. And so, you know, so just keep that open too, because an opportunity might come across. And we never know where, you know, just pay attention to what the universe puts in front of you, you know. And
absolutely,
you might have somebody come in the restaurant and say, I'm looking for a volunteer, I need this, I need help, I need blah, blah, blah. Just be, you know, a little bit more attentive to what the needs are with the people in front of you. And if you can give a helping hand, just do it, because it's in your numbers.
Gotcha. Awesome.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah. But thank you so much, honey. Is there anything else I can help you with? And please tell your friends and call back and whatever. You know, I know the I know the industry, and I know that we like talking to one of our own, so you can tell them I talked to this goofy-ass bartender from Atlanta, and I still am tending bar. You know, I still do tend bar. I mean, I'm tending bar on Saturday nights at this fabulous place in the is a busy, busy area, and I'm loving it, and I appreciate so much having I only work one night a week. You know, I don't really want a job anymore in the industry. But God, I love knowing that I've got a family of people in the industry because, you know, I mean, I started there and it's, you know, my part of my heart is definitely in that area. So, but it's always nice to know if you can be a waiter, if you can be a bartender, you can always, always make extra money. You know, I always felt sorry for people who couldn't pick up an extra shift. When I was raising my daughter, if she wanted something that cost another $100 and I didn't have it, I could always go and say, you want me to work for you Friday day or whatever the hell my schedule would allow, and I could go and make an extra $50, $100. And that was always so nice because people that work in those cubicles we're talking about, they get a salary, and that's it. Or these people that are busting their ass, like I was talking about the Walmart girl. I mean, she makes whatever she makes, and she's usually doing a 40-hour week, and she's exhausted, and she can't go and make that extra little bit of money. So, you know, people need to realize that. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. And right, I mean, she and it could that 40 hours could be pushed to 50 hours, and it's still the same money.
Yeah. Basically, you're right, by the time we get done with the tax structure. But anyway, sweetie, thank you so much, Mike. It was a pleasure talking to you. You know, have a great rest of your day, and hopefully we'll hear from you again.
Thank
I'd like
you
to
so
hear
much,
what
both
happened
of you as well.
To you. Call me around your listen. Call me back around your birthday, and we'll go into what the seven is going to mean to you. Because on your birthday, you're coming into where I'm coming into this my birthday, which is just the seven. It's just the spiritual. So call me back around your birthday. I love to hear people when they're leaving an energy. I usually tell them what that energy was like for them and what they're coming into for the next year. So you can always call me and get new information, especially when you change your year.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Area code 203, first-time caller because she's in the chat.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. You're talking to Gloria Parker.
Thank you so much. Hi. I'm in a bit of a panic. I've been doing a live-in caretaking job, taking care of an elderly man, and the adult children live in this house. It's been extremely difficult. I've been trying to find another live-in job. It's been hard because I have a dog. I just had another outburst with the daughter this morning, and I'm feeling like the husband's going to come home and fire me today. It's just really difficult. I don't know. What do you see? Do you see me getting a job soon?
What's your name, first of all?
It's Pat.
Okay, hi, Pat.
And, hi. His birthday is 7/12/53.
7/12/1953. And where are you, honey? Where's 203?
Connecticut.
Okay. Oh, I know Connecticut. And I love it. It's gorgeous there. Okay. So let me see. Hold on a minute. Let me do this. 10/15/18/17/37/10/1. All right. Well, okay. Hold on. I'm going to do one more number. I want to see something else here before we get on to you. 35. Okay. Oh, all right. So here's the deal, okay? First of all, you are a 37-10-1 energy, all right? Pat, I'll tell you what, sweetie. You couldn't have a much better number, okay? Because the one energy are the go-getters, the self-starters. This is just, you know, when you called and the first thing you said is, I'm in a panic. I want you to take that out of your damn vocabulary. You're not in a panic. You should never be in a panic. You're a 37-10-1. And the 10, that is the best number that there is for you to understand that you are the person on the planet that can start anything new. Anything can come your way and you can overcome it. You've been doing that all your life. You're just
That's right,
tired.
I have, and I'm tired,
yeah,
you know.
They've worn your ass out, honey. They've worn you out, this family.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's them. That's not you. So
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to interrupt you. I'm just sort of like arguing with you, and I don't want to do that.
No. Talk to me.
Well, you know, I've manifested my whole life. I'm like you. I raised my son on my own. I came up with businesses on my own, blah, 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 blah. I'm 62. I'm reinventing myself. I was on disability for years. I got off of that. I took a CNA course. I have a license. My first job was with a guy who had such rage and guns, taking care of his father. The next job, the woman had ulcers, and she was a Christian Scientist, so I couldn't care for her, and I could have ended up in jail for negligence. And then now this job, and I'm tired. You know, I'm 62, I'm tired, and it's always been an insecurity about money and homes, and I need another job where I can be... I just need a job where I can have some space for my furniture. I'm an artist. For my dog is accepted, decent pay, so I can just do this, you know, and make money for the first time in my life. And I had an outburst with this woman this morning. I've had it before with them. The husband could very well likely come home and fire her. I just want to know that a job is coming, and soon. I'm on the computer looking.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you, okay? Now, this is the deal. First of all, I want you to just calm down a minute, and I want to talk to you.
Okay.
First of all, this husband, do you think that he doesn't know? I mean, I know he might not have a good communication skill, and he may be an asshole. I don't know that. But I do know this. He knows his wife. And he knows he needs somebody. And he ain't going to just come home and fire your ass, because where is that going to leave him? Put yourself in that position for a minute. If I had if I was a man and I had a woman and I had a wife and she had somebody that was not abusive to her, because a lot of caretakers, you know, I mean, I'm not talking bad about the industry, but, you know, in all industries, what do you hear about nursing homes? I mean, my mother was in a nursing home. She had horror stories. I mean, you can find horror stories in some of these places. So if he's caring enough for her to get you in, No,
it's he and his wife. It's their home. I'm taking care of his father, and they are also trying to find a home for him, which they didn't tell me when they hired me.
Ah, okay. Okay. Do you have a computer?
Yes.
Do you have a computer? Okay. Do you not have, there's something that I remember earlier, I don't know if you were listening, when I said I got a job cleaning houses. You know, I got that off of a company called care.com.
Oh,
and,
yeah, that doesn't work. No. I've tried that.
Oh, you have. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. You're a 37-10-1, so at least that makes me feel good for you. And the reason that it does is because when you said you've busted your ass, when you said that you've tried things that you've always... You know how to kick ass and do what you have to do. You're not some Mickey the Moat. Huh?
I keep listening to you. Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. You're going in and out.
Okay. Yeah, you are too a little bit. Are you?
Okay. Do you see a job coming through?
All right. Well, this is what I'm going to tell you. This year, you have been in a year of endings.
Mm-hmm.
Endings. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to say is that until July 12th, 2016, that is the energy around you. It's things that are ending, so that you're getting prepared for the next year, which is after your birthday this year, and that's all new beginnings. So yes.
Okay.
So So you're in a phenomenal space. But the nine is endings, honey. The nine is endings. And guess what else? The nine is in service to others. So it could be ending that whole arena of what you put yourself into. You're the one that said to me that I'm reinventing myself. Well, when I reinvented myself and sold my newspaper, that was 2 years ago, so that I was 68. Okay, mm-hmm. I was 68. And so I was reinventing. I had done a newspaper 23 years. So, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, the newspaper was killing me because it was a 12-hour-a-day job, and I lost my daughter a few years ago, and it wasn't it wasn't allowing me, though, to be in the space to where I could not work so hard and stay so focused so that it would allow me the grieving process. And I understood that I needed to grieve this to be able to live with it. You know? I mean, it's like I was crying earlier with Anna, and I said, how the fuck do I do a birthday party for my 70th birthday without my Jody?
Yeah.
So, here's the deal, okay? We do have rough times. We know that, but you're 62, and you are going to reinvent yourself. I'm just not sure you're going to reinvent yourself. You've got this year of endings. You've got this year of allowing the universe to bring you in and get rid of some of the things you're doing. Maybe this caretaking shit isn't what you need to be doing.
I'm trying to get my illustration business together. I do portraits of animals, but right now I need something to pull me through, and I'm just wondering if you see anything coming in the next few months. You know, not by July, but I need something now.
Well, I'm going to address that, because what I hear, and Pat, hi, this is Anna, I'm all about energy, and when you called in, I heard words like need and hard and the intent to get fired and all that. If we understand that we speak into existence what happens in our, what we call our reality, when we talk about that and we focus on this is hard, I need a job, all that does is amplify the energy of I don't have. And the need is, the word need is such a heavy, heavy word. So if you
know, I understand that. I'm just trying to quickly communicate my situation right now. I understand
that. But what happens when you do that is you're presenting your energy of I don't have and I don't lack. So these are some simple things. If you look at the situation that you're in right now, if you have a moment, take a piece of paper and write down everything you appreciate about where you're at right now. And the only reason I'm saying that is you're making a list of possibilities of what you want to step into. What is it that you truly want? You want a home that's going to accept you and your dog and the abilities for you to be creative and tap into that power of the one and being your own leader. You're going to want to take care of someone who accepts you as their caretaker and their family accepts you as their caretaker. An idea popped into my head when you were talking too. It's like, not the caretaker. What if you stepped in for caretakers who need to go on vacation? So
I don't have a home. I don't have a home. Thanks so much. I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let me just say, folks out there, when you have a moment of what I call desperation, and trust me, we've all had it. Like Gloria, many years ago, I had to close my business, and I'm a graphic artist, I'm a printer, but we had to reinvent it. But the only possibility was stepping into possibility, not looking at the lack. If we keep looking at the lack, we don't allow ourselves a space to have possibility to come in. Mm-hmm. We've got to not fill it up with I don't have and I need and I want, because we create. We are so powerful. Her energy is so amazing. She is such a powerful one. But that one, where she's at right now, is not going
she's
to.
She's not allowing.
She's not allowing herself to.
The
to,
thing. Okay.
Right.
So here, the thing of it is with Pat, and I hope she's safe.
Not. She's gone.
She's
so,
gone. Okay.
But I would say she's in a nine. If she can let go of the things that don't serve her in this year, opportunity would open up for her to step into what's possible, and that's for every single one of us. And we do it in a creative way, and we do it based on our numbers. She has the ability. She is creative.
Well, she's in it, and, you know, she doesn't get that she is, you know, the ending, the nine. First of all, she's in a 9 year and universal 9 year. So the universe is going to keep kicking her ass until she gets it. She's got freedom through change, so she needs to be open to change.
Yeah.
And then she's got the four, which is, you know, a new foundation. And the universe is trying to give her that, but she is in such a downward spiral right now that I don't think that she can hear that the nine is working, can work
for her
very, very,
very well.
Very well for her.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's like not only is she in a nine, but universally we're in a nine. And so, I mean, she's got the numbers to just take one day at a time. And that is the end. Okay, so this, we've been
and
talking.
She's got what I call the God number. Ask God, ask the source, ask universe, ask God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. She's got creativity and she's got God right there in her hands with that powerful one. And if she uses those numbers and just ask God and let's go of the struggle. And I will tell you, I promise you. Because I've surrendered like nobody has surrendered. I mean, I was at the point where it's like, I'm going to let go. Either take me off the earth or give me an answer. And when I asked God, I got an answer. Anyway, so
let's go
to the next caller. We love
sorry.
You, Pat.
Yeah.
We're sending you really good energy. I know you've got the one. You're a one. You've got the power. Oh, my gosh, you're amazing. Okay, area code 447. It looks like maybe not. I don't know. This is a very odd number. You're on the air with the psychic bartender.
Hello?
It looks like a out of the country number.
Oh.
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
447.
Well, yeah, it's not a 447. You've got a very interesting number. I'm not sure how you're calling in, but who is this?
Yeah, sorry, my name is Deep.
Deep?
Yes, Deep, as in deep water.
Oh, okay. Hi, Deep.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. Sorry about the bad line. I'm a Skype caller. Yes, it was interesting to listen to your show. So, thanks for the radio show as well. Yeah, I would want some insight in terms of work life. I'm looking for a job. Yeah, it's similar
okay.
to the previous callers as well. Yeah, I had a really tough time last year. So I am giving interviews. And I am really keen on getting a job early next month, early February. And also, go on.
No, where are you, honey?
I am in England.
Oh, of course, you sound English. I got a lot of English. I've got some shirt tail relatives that are all English, and I love them dearly. So so give me your birthday, honey.
My birth date is 24th April 1978.
April 24?
Uh-huh.
1978. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you're a, let me make sure. 10, 18... 25, 8, 19, 13. You're a 53-8 life path, sweetheart, and that means freedom through change, and you're a very creative human being. You're very, very stable. People can count on you. You're not flighty at all, and you like to have fun, so you always find a way to make people smile and laugh, and you may have a dry sense of humor because I don't know you, but it doesn't matter. People... they feel that energy from you, and you should always find something that is going to let you have some movement because the five really doesn't like to be boxed up. So whatever this job is that you've got coming in, but the nice thing about it is that 5 and that 3 makes your 8, and the 8 is always new enterprise. So you will always have the ability to make money. Now, when I talk to people about the 8, I always say one thing, and that is you've got the ability to make a lot of money, and money doesn't really comes easy to you. And when you have it, I hope you don't ever experience this lesson through lack of money, because, of course, we always have that duality. That duality can be, well, yeah, but it never stays in my bank. It never stays in my pocket, people will say to me. And I'll go, yeah, but you've made it. You know how to make money. Is that true?
Yeah, I appreciate that, yes.
Yeah, I mean, so that's the nice thing about the 8. And so you came in through the 5 and the 3, which is very good numbers to come into the 8. All you have to do is remember whatever this job is that you're going to do or that you're thinking about trying to get or that you've gotten is that, if it's not going to be fun, if it's not going to be creative, if it's not going to be where they appreciate that you are a stable guy and that you can be counted on, and if it's not going to have a certain amount of freedom within the job, you probably aren't going to like the job.
Not at all, yeah.
So that's what you, when you put the combination together of what you're looking for, those are the clues that the universe gave you. So they gave you that whole thing just for you to understand. Okay, so, I know I can make money in all these different ways, and I know I can find a company, but these are the parameters in which I need to survive and not just make money, but also be happy while I'm doing it. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Does that job you're getting in February, does it come up to par or not?
I'm still getting interviews. There are a few, actually, 3 or 4. I'm not sure which one it will be or whether I'll actually get a job starting in February or not. So are you getting anything spiritual in terms of whether I'll start working first half of February or not?
Well, okay, so here's the thing, okay? As of your birthday in 2015 until April 2016, you have been in a 9 energy, which is an ending. It's an ending year. So for the next, where are we? The end of January. Mm-hmm. So January, February. So for the next almost 3 months, you are going to be in a ending cycle. So what I want you to do is that ending, and also it's a universal cycle. So the universe is getting you to stop. I'm going to use stop, get rid of. I'm trying to use a better word that's more positive. But for you to
release
anything that you have thought of in the past around a job that is not what I just described, because your 5-3 is your life lesson number and it is your money number. So, once again, why do we want to have and put energy into something that is not going to be able to build and stabilize our world? And so if you've got 3 or 4 or 5, I don't know how many possibilities you've put out there, but weed them out according to what I just told you with the 5, meaning a little bit of freedom within it. You don't need to be in a box. You don't need to be in a cubicle, probably. And the 3 being creative, okay, because that you need freedom through change. You need to be able to have your creative side be appreciated, okay? And once you find that, then you can make all the money you want.
Seems like, and what I feel like is mid-March, like if he weeds out, you should know something by the end of February, but you will choose something somewhere between end of February, middle of March. the job that's going to serve you, because the next year deep, you're going into a one, which is new beginnings, and that cycle starts over. So if you clear out, when you clear out, I don't want to say if, when you clear out the job choices, when you look at that job choice and you say, is this going to be creative, or if this is this going to be stifling, does it put me in a cubicle? Those are not the jobs for you. When you release those and you narrow it down to the ones that will excite you and you'll have fun and make money, those are the jobs that you're going to be offered. Those are the jobs, and you're going to get to pick. And it should happen. That's about the right exact time. You'll know something, but it seems like end of February, you'll go into something like mid-March.
Well, let's just put it this way. By your birthday, okay, the end of April, you are coming into a 64-10-1. And that is all new beginnings, okay? So just know that when you leave the 63, the 6 is all about your heart. So you got to make sure you're true to your heart, okay? You're true to you. And then the 3 is the creativity is important, because that's what makes up your 9. And the 9 is endings, ending a way you think, ending a way you are, ending a job that, you know, you think you might want very much, but that, you know, end that thinking around it. Because if it doesn't do what we just said, then it's not going to be your heart's desire. It won't be something that you can. You might make a little bit of money, but then you'll probably have another change. If you don't make sure that your creative juices can flow, if you don't make sure that you're being appreciated for being the stable, great guy you are, if you're not allowed to mix it up and have a little fun, like the people you work with, all of that, and then you're in a cubicle instead of have some freedom in the way you choose to let your creativity out, if all those things are present, you will be like on top of the world. You will be on top of the world. So at least it'll give you a chance. Do you have one of those jobs? Do you know enough about them? And do you know, is there one standing out for you as we speak?
Yes, there is one. It's called Aptus.
Okay.
Yeah, so they've called me for, yeah.
All right, and so that's the one then that I would definitely zero in on, because, and it's like I said, you're not going to come into your one until your birthday, and that is also leading from your heart and a new foundation. So, you know, this may not all happen in the next 3 months. It may actually be more around your birthday. So you may end up taking a job and waiting for the other one. Or you may, you know what I'm saying? It could be that you're going to be in that space for a while, but you're only talking about a few months. So
yeah.
do what it takes to stay stable and for the job that we described. If you find that job, honey, you will make all the money you want, and you will be not just make money, but you will be a happy man. And that's important. It's important because, you know, it's important.
It is indeed. Last question, if I can ask, do you see anything relationship-wise,
sure,
like a friendship blossoming into a relationship anytime soon?
Well, here's the deal. you know, you're in your year has the 6 present. So the 63-9 is what we talked about in releasing the way you think, the way you are, and then when you come into your birthday, all new beginnings. All new beginnings means exactly what I just said. All. You hear that? A-L-L. All new beginnings. So you, and that you have the 6 present in that number, and the 6 is all about heart. So whenever I see the 6 present and that we're in a 9 universal year, so anything can happen with you. Because that's what people see. They want to give you a hug. They want to be in your company. You emanate love. You love, you know, you're a really nice person. You're a really nice guy.
Yeah,
thank you. Anytime. And another thing, let me just tell you, is being a bartender of 30-some years, I've watched everybody. I've watched so many relationships. And I can tell you this. it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter. You might say to me, well, I don't like to go out much, or I don't have a lot of friends, or I don't, which I'd be surprised if you didn't because of the three, because you do like to have fun. Is that true, that you like to have a good time?
It is true indeed.
Okay. So find something. You know, I tell people all the time, they went, well, I don't like to go in a bar. I don't like that. I said, well, go and do some acting. Do an improv class. Do some stuff that's out of the box for you a little bit. You know? I mean, find friends that also like to have fun. Find people. You know, I mean, we could be in a room of 100 people, and if we're lucky enough to want coffee with one of them after the event, I mean, we're blessed, because we don't find people very often that we want to hang with. Nobody does. That's why most people have a friendship. You know, I always kid everybody, for years I would always say I have two friends. Well, I know millions, and I mean, not millions, but I know a lot of people. But, you know, it's like we all kind of like have our own little group. You know, we're all groupies to a certain extent. You know what I mean? So, if you're not doing that, find a way to just think of, I always say, my brother's 75, and I went, you know, he's probably at this point in his life not going to do it, but I always wanted him to do something. He's got such a great personality. And, you know, I always wanted him to buy a boat and take people up and down the Hudson River up in upstate New York or something that I thought was fun. He may not give a shit about it at all, but I always thought that would be a fun thing to do. You know what I mean? So it's like, go out of your box. Go think about, just sit and think about, you know, pour yourself a glass of wine, put your feet up, make yourself a cup of tea, whatever it is you like, and just say, if I had no parameters, zero, what would I like? What would I like to do? You know, what do I want to do? And when you find that, you'll find new friends, new relationships, new people. And you're coming into that as of your birthday next year.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
So good luck on your. Let us know how your job.
Call
thing.
Us back, Dee.
Call us back and let us know. I keep everybody's information so that I can come back and take a look.
I'm gonna put his name on. That.
And you know, and so we can. And oh, and listen, Dee, when you find the girl, call us with her birth date, and I'll tell you about her.
Or do you have a friend in mind?
Yeah, I have someone
in
mind.
Oh, who is she?
Her name is Margarita, but she's a friend as of now. I'm giving her time and space for things to develop if it can progress into something special. And
Do you know her birthday?
It's in August. She's August born. I don't know. It's, I think, 11th of August. I'm not very sure, so I won't go with that.
Find out her birthday and call us back, or go to GloriaParker.com and send Gloria a message with her birthday, and she can do her numbers as well. And then she'll look at the numbers for like compatibility, where you guys match up, and things like that.
Sure, brilliant.
So yeah.
Well, she's lucky to have a man that loves her, that really wants to get to know her better, that's capable of making a lot of money. Because you know what? I had somebody tell me something. It's just as easy to fall in love with a rich man as it is a poor one. So, you know, and honey, you can make some money. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can do it. I mean, you've got the numbers. I mean, you know, I went to a party. I have some friends that got, you know, that are professionals and have some money. And I did some numbers at their house. And it was so interesting because a lot of their friends, they were all eight. And I went, God, this is interesting, isn't it, that you go to a party and how they, you know, people with, you know, they're, I mean, you know, you go to a fundraiser, chances are you're not going to find a lot, you're not going to go and find a lot of people who are struggling. You know, struggling people don't go to fundraisers usually. You know, they do walks and they do things that, you know, where a little bit of money always helps, of course, but you're an eight, sweetheart. You can make some money.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you something. That job that you got your eye on, will you make some money with that?
I'm asking for a role which is the next step up for me. I was a manager. I'm asking for the next level.
Well, you'll get it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like for you to know now that you're in 8 energy, just know that your lessons this lifetime to the day you take your last breath has to do with creating industry and money and having an opportunity to be one of the money players in the world. That's what you came in to do. You came in with a 5 to do it with some freedom around it and creativity. And that's what makes it come up. But you have got that. So now that you know that, don't ever think that, you know, you can't ask for that extra $100,000 or $2. It doesn't matter. You can always get it. You can always get
sure.
it.
Thank you. Okay? I can think of it as an affirmation that helps.
Yes, honey. Thank you. And call us back. Thanks, Steve. Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Well, that's noon. You want to wrap it up? You want to take one more call?
We got somebody waiting.
We've got several people waiting. Gloria has to do a short show today because of her schedule. So it's up to you. If you want to do one more, we can do one more.
We'll do one more.
We're going to do one more. So this is area code 805. Hi, you're on the air with the Psychic Bartender.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Where are you, honey?
I'm good.
Where
thank
are you?
You. Oh, I'm in California.
All right. Love you, California people. So, I mean, what time is it there? Like 8 o'clock in the morning or something?
It's like 9 o'clock.
Nine. Okay. Well, good morning, sweetheart. what is your birthday, Donna?
April 22nd, 1954. Getting up
okay.
there.
Okay. Have you ever had your numbers done before?
No.
Okay. Ooh, sweetheart.
All right.
All right. Okay. Well, were you listening to... Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Sorry. I knew there was something wrong with that. I'm kind of glad. Well, let's see. I just want to make sure. Sometimes I run through these numbers and then... 9, 6 is 15, 45. Okay. So you are a 45-9. So congratulations, honey. And the reason I say it like that is because the nines on the planet are the nicest people. You're just a sweetheart. You're just a really sweet, sweet lady. And you always do what you can for others. You always, I mean, I don't care what it is, you know, the people around you sometimes, if they're not matching your numbers, if you have a husband that's a 1 or kids that are a 1, they're constantly saying, why are you always doing that? You know, like, why are you always, you know, like, you know, you, I don't know, giving people money because you think they're hungry or, you know, going to volunteer or whatever the hell it is. I mean, whatever it is, the people around you, the people that you seek out, but you're always, because when you were born, coming in with these numbers, you always know that on some deep level, you have come in to be in service to humanity. So, people don't understand, tell them to screw off, that this is your lesson, this is your life, and that this is the only way that you know how to be, and that it's a good thing. If there's nothing wrong with it. The nines came in with a very special purpose, and I commend you for it because I am so happy. I'm always happy to know people that come in with the nines. Without you guys, if I had the money, if I was a richer lady, I think what I would do is I would go to places where there was a lot of givers, and I would try to figure it out, all the people on the planet that are givers, and there's a lot of them, and see if I'm not right that a lot of them would be the 9 energy. I would absolutely find a room full of them, I know. And so, how you come into this, though, is, you know, 9s can be made up of different combinations, and you're a 45-9. So what that means is that you like to be organized. You probably have a very straight household. You probably know where things are. You know, you're constantly cleaning up. I mean, I doubt that I could ever walk into your house and see a dish in the dish, you know, in the sink.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like you like to be organized and you can organize. So for you, that's part of your makeup. And then the other part is the reversal of that, basically, and that's the five energy, and the five is freedom through change. So you're not a stick in the mud. You really, really can be in an organized situation, and you like to plan. You know, I mean, it's like you're probably going to know if you go on vacation, you're probably going to know how far away it is and what it's going to cost. And, you know, you could be a little anal about all of that, but the freedom through change actually lightens that up a little bit to where you're not a stick in the mud and you're not aggravating to people that, you know, you have got some spontaneity and you like to know. So you like to know where you're going. But on the way, you could make a detour and people would go, oh, look, there's something over there. Can we stop there? And you'd be okay with it. Where if you didn't have the five, that kind of freedom in there, you'd probably say, no, we'll do that another time. We'll plan that trip, you know, and drive everybody crazy where you could have just done a detour for an hour and everybody would have been happier. You know what I'm saying? So does that sound like you, honey?
It does, yes.
Okay. And so, like I said, though, the 45, so now this year, as of 2015, you are in, let's see, 6 and 5 is 11, 6, 3, 5, 61. So this year, you are in your spiritual year. You lead with your heart. Have you had something new come in as of your birthday in 2015? You might have had a new beginning of some sort. Did you have something new happen?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right, so you've got a few months, but a couple months, but the seven is where you are. So your heart is open. New beginnings are prevalent. Okay, and that makes up your 7 year, and your 7 year is all about spirituality. Have you done anything where you've joined a new church or done a yoga, meditation practice? Are you spiritual?
Yes, very, yes.
Okay, have you done anything new, or are you getting new messages?
No, I was thinking of joining a new church, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, anything that has to do with you seeking out spirit or allowing spirit into your life is where you have this year, or if you're asking for something special, or with you being a nine, one of the things that you could do, because you've got God sitting on your shoulder and all the angels are around you, assisting you until your birthday, you will be in that energy pretty strong. And so because you're a nine, life path, I'm going to say that, you know, maybe go into, let's see, like a whatever the church is, see if they have a prayer, you know, like an online prayer request where you can go in and help and sign up and pray for somebody to maybe for an illness, or pay attention to your Facebook page or something where people are asking for a request because they've got somebody having an operation or any of that. Zero in on it and put your 2 cents in there, because you are very, very powerful and that could really help. I mean, we all can help. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that just the sevens, but the sevens are equipped with the extra help that it takes. And then teach people. For the next few months, if you don't all the time, which I can't imagine that a nine would not share their spiritual experiences, but if you don't, or you hold back, don't hold back and tell people some of the experiences is that you understand and that you know, because the sevens are so powerful. You know, it's no different than an eight. The seven energy is just, even though it's more, it's not very tangible. It doesn't, you know, it's like out there in la-la. It's still as prominent as any other number. So, you know, all the numbers have a meaning and all the numbers have a energy that they bring to us. And the seven is definitely the time to go in and use that spiritual either for yourself or yourself and others. And you being a nine, of course, you'd want to do everything for others. It's just the way you are, you know.
Yeah.
You can't help it. I mean, you can't help it. You know, I tell the story about when I had my bookstore and that man came in and I wanted to tap into his energy. And so when I want to know somebody really fast, I always ask them their numbers, although this is the first time that I've actually had to play with numbers the way I do today. And the man, you know, I mean, he was a Mickey the Moke type of guy. You know, I didn't even know what the hell he was doing in my bookstore. I could tell he was like a fish out of water. And I went, what the hell are you even doing here? And he pretty much said his car drove him here. And I went, okay, I understand that. And so he was standing in front of my bookshelves. And I said to him, what is your birthday? And when he told me, he was a nine, see? And I said to him, okay. And I said, so people don't really get you, do they? They don't understand that you want to spend your afternoon helping a guy down the street clean out his garage or paint a room, or you'll help him get up on top of his roof. And your wife, if she's a one, she doesn't like it at all. And so, you know, and he just kind of like cried, and it kind of shocked me, you know. But it's true. I mean, the nines are so there for people. You're so there that, you know, the people around you sometimes, they don't get it. They don't, you know, they don't understand that this is your life lesson. This is for you. And so when a nine has the seven, which has all of the attention of the other side, God, your guardian angels, your, you know, all of that, this is a year for you to shed light on this whole arena to help people understand. And this is a perfect year for you to do that.
Yes.
So do you do that? I mean, what do you do? Who are you? I mean,
I'm always helping people. I have my niece now staying in my living room, and I had my other sister in my living room for 2 years, and then I had another girl for a year. Oh, God.
Yes. Yeah. Well, just know, sweetie, that, you know, we all want to, when we check out, we want to look back on our life, and we want to know that we have been open enough to have experienced what we agreed to when we came in. And, of course, we don't know what we agreed to, because when we come through the channel of our mother's womb, we have what they call the veil of forgetfulness. And we don't remember when we come out as babies that we did agree to certain things on the universe. And what I like to tell people and remind them, and this is something that you might want to listen to and also help people with while you're taking them in and helping them. One of the things is that know that we do have a roadmap, and this numerology is part of that roadmap, and so is astrology. So when I have people that really want to know something and I feel like I can't help them any further, I always say to them, you know, go get your astrology done. Or I tell people all the time, go into astrologyzone.com. Mm-hmm. and click on your birthday, or, you know, and go ahead and see what she says. She gives a phenomenal reading, and she's excellent. She's excellent. But if you want to know the rest of your roadmap, you know, knowing what sign you are and what's going to happen to you is one of the very best ways to know that, you know. And so, I'm going to start sharing as soon as I can. I mean, you know, there's so much information, especially when you're an old broad like me. I mean, you have so much that you want to share with people, you know. And it's like, and it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot to remember and a lot to do. And so I'm trying my best to give as much information to people as I can. I've got a local astrologer here in Atlanta, Lorelei Robbins, that does a Facebook thing. You can go to Lorelei Robbins on Facebook and see if you can't. She does a video and talks about each moon and how it affects us and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm trying to share as best I can with about the people, but I don't always think about it every time I got one of you guys on with me, you know? So I would love to be able to say more and more. Just go to GloriaParker.com and, you know, and see what I have to say or who I'm recommending or who I'm referring or who I'm, you know? And I will continue to do that because, you know, not only is everybody else, you know, like reinventing themselves, but me too. I'm, you know, I'm 70 years old on Sunday and I'm reinventing me. So we're always reinventing. We don't stop. So keep doing the good work you do, Donna. And it's an honor to know you, sweetheart. I mean, it's best that I can over the phone. But yeah, you're doing phenomenal work. You're doing phenomenal. And oh, and let me just tell you, this year, I know that you've just got till March, I mean, April 22nd, but this year we're in a universal nine. And what that means is that you are, your life path is a nine, but universally we have the nine. So this is what I've been saying about it, okay? And I haven't been wanting to get much political. But this, the bottom line is this, is that this is the year, you know, I saw on the television the other day, one of the news commentators made a statement or asked a question, and he said, is it possible that the America is ready for a socialist like Bernie Sanders? And then when I heard that, I kind of like sat back for a minute and went, you know what? Only this year, because we're in a 9 year. So even though socialism scares the shit out of everybody and nobody likes the word, this is the only year that people would be in that space to where they really cared about others more. And so it could happen. Normally, I would say not a friggin' chance, you know? But this year, because of that energy, and that's your energy, honey, everything that has to do with helping others is possible. Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. So whether or not it'll happen, who the hell knows? But when I heard the question, that's what came to mind. Because normally I would just say, fuck no, are you kidding? There ain't no way. American, there's too many people that are out for themselves. And I mean, and you know, that's just people. That's got nothing to do with being negative or thinking bad about people. I mean, come on, you know, it's just people, and people, everybody is in their own little rut, and people are dealing with their own shit, and I understand that totally, but this year, more people on the planet are like you, sweetie. More people are like you, so you're going to enjoy that. You're going to enjoy this whole year and take advantage of the seven. You've got till the end of, till your birthday. And that seven is very, very prominent for you. And now that we've talked, I think that you'll, do the best you can with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good. And so tell your friends to call. You know, I'm here. Did you need something else?
If you could send, I would like to be in a relationship, and that's what I'm, you know, going toward. I would like to meet someone and, you know, have a companion and, you know, so are you picking up that this may happen?
All right, so here, okay. So let me tell you. Here's how you do it. You've got the numbers. You're a 61-7. You've got open heart. Which people, this is, all these numbers are a vibration, okay? You are emanating love. You have the six present in your number. You have the one, which is the go-getter. People see you as someone who doesn't mind new beginnings. A new relationship is right in line with that. Your open heart. And then guess who you got? You got God. You got God to go to. And say, can I have this relationship now, damn it, come on. So, but how you do it is take a piece of paper, put a line down the middle, put on one end of it, put, you know, what I want and what I don't want. I'm sorry. So you write down on that first column what I don't want. and think about your relationships in the past. What drove you crazy? What made you get a divorce? You know, they're not capable of making money, or they make too much money and they think they're the god of the world because they know how to make money, but they have no heart. They're a couch potato. They want to hang out with their friends. They want to drink too much. They want to smoke. They want to whatever. I don't know. Just go down the list to see what you did have in your life and what didn't work. And then write it down. And then right next to that, then on the other side, you got what I want. And take a very good look at this. Spend a little time with it. Have a glass of wine with it. Light a candle. Call in your guides and say, I want this to work for me. How do I make it work? Okay? And so that's what you have. Now, because you're a 9. Okay, so let me finish that before I get off. So the line's down the middle, and on the other side, you've got what do I want? So right, a lot of times people aren't very knowing what they want. We're so engaged in what we don't want. But right next to it is what we want. So go ahead and do that little exercise, okay? And then what I want you to think about, though, is this. Because you're a 9, I keep, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how much of me loves the 9 energy, because it is the energy on the planet that really, really knows how to not do two things. Number one is you know how to release and get rid of things that are not good for you. So it's not like you're subservient to the 9 and that you have to help every friggin' buddy. No, you can be a little bit more, you know, caring about who it is you've got to help or who you want to help. Your family, like you said, you had a girlfriend come and stay on your couch. You know, opening up your home, I did that for years. It was always fulfilling for me, okay? But doing that, but you're a 9, okay? And so the 9 in that aspect means that find somebody that's a 6 or a 9. Or, you know, when you need them, call us back and let me do some numbers on them. The next time you have, you know, your heart go pitter-patter, let's just see who he is, okay? Make sure that you keep my number and you make sure that you know how to get me. Because you need somebody who's not going to fight you on this. If you have a 1 that is all about new beginnings and self-starter and go-getter and kick-ass and or an 8 without a 6 involved in the 8, a 6-2 is a good number because they know how to make money. But they come from their heart and they like to be with people. And so all the numbers have a different vibration, all right? And so, you know, and that's why I love them, because not everybody is just a 7 or a 9. You have a different pathway into that number. So for you, I'm going to say that you might even meet somebody while we're playing with this that has to do with a soup kitchen or somebody or see, maybe go online and say, you know, I want to volunteer somewhere. You know, I'm trying to volunteer at the Georgia Aquarium. Just because I wanted to volunteer somewhere, and that was like new for me. It was a new beginning, new people, and I love that. I mean, I haven't been there since they opened, but it came to me sort of from spirit. And so anytime, and this is another thing for you being a 7th until April, you know, spirit will put stuff in front of you. So all I'm saying is be more open. You know what I mean? It's like watch those signals and say, oh, wow, well, you know, a friend of mine invited me to this fundraiser, or, you know, I'm going to go volunteer. There's a whatever it is that you love, if it's children or if it's this or that, whatever aspect of giving that you like to do, find an outlet for your 9 and see, you'd probably have a chance of meeting somebody worth a shit there.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I mean, okay. Yeah. So that's all I'm saying is that, yeah, I mean, can you meet them on the street corner waiting for a red light with you? Absolutely. Are they always available? Are people always available? Because the universe is constantly trying to put us with the people that we have to have a mission with. Absolutely. But for you to feed your soul and to have some sort of a say in it, if you will, and be there, maybe I'm telling you this for a reason. I don't know.
Yes. I'm going to stay more open now to possibilities. Yes.
Okay, good. All right, honey. Well, call us back, especially when you meet that guy, so we can check him out for you. Tell your friends to call in and come and see me on GloriaParker.com.
Thank you so much, Gloria. Have a wonderful day.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Excellent. Thanks, everyone, so much for listening to the Psychic Bartender Show. Please join us next Wednesday live from 11 to 1. We'll do our regular two-hour show. Go ahead and get in the queue so Gloria can do a reading for you. If you've got a special someone you want to have their numbers checked out, please have their full birthday as well.
Yeah.
What else can we say? Yeah, we're sponsored by Nu Skin, and go visit Gloria at GloriaParker.com. The Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker is presented by Universal Energy Media. We will talk with you next week. Have a great day.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.